Twists of Team Liquid is North America's best hope. Best hope for what, you might say? Best hope for everything, actually. To be the number one team in the world, to win another major, and this time to actually do it as one of the favorites, not a team that's an outsider or a dark horse, to be potentially the best player in the world for North America, to have the number one player in CSGO, to compete with all the top players. This is someone who I've now seen enough consistency out of him, and I've seen him do it at all levels, that I now think can be legitimately, in the future, as good as the very best Europeans. And the reason why that's so significant to say right now is I would say at the moment, just over the last 2 or 3 months, and at the very current moment, Twist is actually as good as a Nico or a Device in terms of like raw skill level and ability to perform in the server. Sure, he might not have the same pure impact and important role within his teams as those squads do relative to them. But obviously at the moment, everything is mad skewed by the fact that Simple is not just the best player in the world, he's on track to become like the best player to ever play Counter-Strike. So that means no one can really be quite at his level at the moment. But even in the context of a world where we're all in Simple's shadow, Twist is one of the most promising names within his shadow, and one of the ones, whereas Nico and Device, we kind of know their skill cap and where they're at as players, Twist potentially could actually improve even more and maybe even get to a Simple level. And that would have been unthinkable of me to think of past years. I mean, I know Simple himself wasn't as good in past years, so I might have thought that some of the top NA players could do it, but the current Simple, I don't think it's actually impossible for Twist to be that level of player. Remember, he's younger than Simple, he's more inexperienced than Simple. Sure, you're only going to get one, maybe two Simple players in a lifetime, so I certainly wouldn't bet on him to get to that level. That's an outrageous level to expect, but he has the potential, unlike practically anyone else in the NA scene. This is a guy who can be the superstar carry to take Team Liquid to those big titles, and along the way, go head-to-head with the best European players. Like, there was a classic scenario, it happens in the NFL, in NBA, but I remember in Korean StarCraft Brood War towards the end when they had all the superstar players, a very competitive game. One of the best players in the team league was the player Jadong, the Zerg player, and he was an incredibly deadly player, and famously he was amazing in Pro League as well, so it was so hard for any other player to go head-to-head with him, especially in ace matches. And one of the few players who could was the all-time great Protoss player Bisou, who was a specialist at PvZ and therefore could go head-to-head with Jadong's amazing ZVP. And he even told his team SK Telecom before a big Pro League playoff match, you know what, leave Jadong to me, I'll take care of him, you guys take care of the other members, you do your job and I'll take care of Jadong, I'm taking that responsibility. Twist can be that player, and he's even now showing signs of that type of mentality. I know from talking to him privately, that's what's kind of so exciting about him, and from hearing his public interviews. So crucially, yeah, we saw flashes last year. Yeah, we saw the occasional match when he's in TSM or he's in Misfits that like said, oh, there's something here. But we didn't see it with consistency this year, not at this higher level, not in these big, high pressure, biggest games in the circuit until after the player break, when he's really put it on with a decent amount of consistency, actually, except maybe the Epicenter semi-final. And this was, quite frankly, a key element that's been missing in the North American scene forever. They've never had a player who ever got to this overall level and then took the next step. To be fair, if people don't know, like, in that mess years and years ago before they all got banned in iBuyPower, like, if people don't know, at the end of that lineup, they actually, like, kicked out Steel and Dazed, and they actually brought in, like, Nitro was one of the players. And the funny thing is, like, at the time, again, people were like, what the fuck, why are you bringing up the Suns? Actually, Swag must have a pretty good eye, mate. Yeah, he's picked out some pretty good players. Hasn't gone wrong too many times. Right, here's the question I have then. Along those lines, though, what was your perspective on play then? Like, were you someone, since, as you said, like, maybe Automatic, like, had more confidence, maybe saw himself more as a star in Cloud9. Who was Twists at this period in time before you get to Liquid, when you're in these teams, TSM, Misfits? Like, did you think of yourself as like, I'm supposed to be a star player, I'm supposed to be a skill? How did you envision Twists the player back then?
I don't think it was, I was put in that direction, so to speak. I think when I, going from SKDC, where Ocean intentionally put me like in every, I don't think there was a time where I wasn't in a situation where I wasn't able to get a kill. He set me up right. for success pretty much. And when I went to TSM, it was kind of the complete, I guess, opposite. I played a lot of supporter positions, a lot of anchor positions, like B Abs and Mirage and stuff. So I moved around a lot, and I guess that's where my learning process started of playing way more difficult positions. Because for me, like, playing like A on Overpass was like easy, you know? Like, I would just go and aim duel everyone, and there was nothing players could really do against it. But yeah, I had to take a new approach to the CS, and I think that's where I guess I just became like an anchor. That's where it started building for me.
Right. Because that's one thing, again, that maybe a fan doesn't understand is, especially in this era, this is the era where, like, coaches have only just been introduced, and again, how much power do they have back then? And a lot of the teams, realistically, are run by the players, especially veteran players, people who've been in 1.6 or bigger teams. And I have to say, if fans don't know, the reason why a lot of young players, like, sometimes take some extra time to develop, or they don't come the player that you think they are till years later, it's because sometimes when they join those teams, it's sort of like, right, well, we were all here first, so we've all got our spots and our roles. You just do whatever, you know, the last guy kicked it or whatever's available. Like, people don't realize it's hard to battle those guys when they're the established people. It's their team that they brought you in, right? Were you sort of like forced into these roles? Were you willing to do it?
I think it was a combination of both. I was obviously very, very new and unexperienced, and I think I was just happy to be there. So I took whatever was given to me, and I gave my best shot at it. So I think, I could have, like I said, I think it could have been better with better leadership, you know, like if there was different pieces on the team to lead, like Sean Garrett, for instance. That's like, I think when I started playing with Sean, that's when everything changed for me. He like taught me so much about the game. I like finally understood like rotations, how to punish players. I was given a lot more star positions, like rotator positions, and I started to flourish more as a player and grow into something.
If people know the best years you had in Liquid, so we'll talk like 2017, the problem is stats-wise, maybe 2019, but I always thought it was the era when like you got your roles, exactly how you wanted to play. How would you contrast how you played with Misfits and Sean Gez? How was that to what people might know of the kind of roles you might, positions you'd been in Liquid?
I think it was slightly different. I was given a lot of anchor and I guess like semi-supportive positions in Liquid, but I think the leadership was just better. Like Stan was just a better caller than obviously what I had in TSM before that, so it didn't really matter if I played different positions, and I played with way better teammates, so my CT anchor positions didn't seem so bad because I had good support around me too. So I think going from Misfits, like for instance, on, I think on Cobblestone, I went from playing A to being a drop player. And I don't know, I think it was like just the confidence boost of finally being like on a tier one team that lets me grow. And I was very confident in myself when I first made the switch.
Right, after Echo Fox, obviously, you then also did the Misfits project, which was the last big one you did in CSGO. Right, this one was better. Like, the bunch of players ended up being better. The results were better. You were like, well, you're basically, people don't know, you were sort of on the brink of being like a team that could be in a major or do like a playoff run at a LAN. Like, this one to me, like, the Echo Fox one never really came together. This one, like, almost came together. Like, you had almost like the right pieces. Some of the players were even good. If people don't know, players like Twists, Aminek, Sick, these were all in the lineup. What are you, do you feel better about the Misfits team in comparison? Comparison to the Echo Fox one?
Yeah, for sure. So when we made Misfits, well, that was like after the whole like TSM debacle, but so when we made Misfits though, we had like Sick and Twists, which were insane talents. Like I thought Twists was like literally the next coming of God. And when he came to me that day and told me he had that Liquid offer, my fucking heart just dropped.
Was that the end for you?
It just broke my heart. Like, just because I loved Russell as, like, a person, a player. Like, everything he was doing for the team was so good. And he's such a good kid. And I knew that, like, he should take the offer. Like, I told him, I was like, yeah, this is, like, a really fucking good offer, man. Like, but it fucking sucked losing Twist. Because I thought we had an incredible lineup at that time. And I remember I had like done a lot of research into getting the two Frenchies, David Duvek and Amonic, which kind of like probably saved the Orcs some money because we didn't have to like buy out like any like insane players. And then it was just a really interesting team where, you know, like I found David Duvek and Amonic by basically literally sorting by stats on HLTV and okay. Then watching a lot of the demos okay. of like the top stats players. And I came across them and I was like, man, this duo works really good together. Like they're on top of their shit. They do a lot of things really well. They like one has like op presence, like everything about these two players is like great. Like, why are they not making it in EU? Like they're like so close. And so like we reached out to them and yeah, like I was pretty optimistic about Misfits, but it was also my first time working with like an EU player. Like, a very different atmosphere, right? Like, they had to move over to the States from France, and like they had to sacrifice a lot to play CS. So it was interesting, and I learned a lot during, you know, like that year.
By the way, in terms of twists, let me ask it this way, because like you say, obviously you had the young twists when he was like potentially a prodigy, but he hadn't quite developed into the player everyone knows from Liquid, who has been like a HLTV top 20, won MVPs, all that jazz, right? But if I run down the list, John, you've had some pretty fucking good players over the years. Like, think about like Nothing, Swag, Heiko, Shroud, Skadoo. These are all fucking banger players. Where does twists, like, is twists actually the most skilled or the most talented? Would he be up there?
That's a really good question. I think like in my last years of CS, I said yes. I think he was fucking crazy. It was so insane to just like watch him one bullet people, like with such precision, such insane first bullet accuracy. It reminded me of Shroud, but just like crisp. Like Shroud's aim was like shakier, but it was still capable of doing the same stuff. But when I'd watch Twist, I'd be like, oh my god, it's like this guy has like an aimbot. It literally flicks right to people's heads, it stops there, and then it goes to the next head and it does the same thing, and it just keeps, like, it was like watching like a fucking symphony. It was just like perfect Counter-Strike, like the way he would move his crosshair. And yeah, I would say he was probably like the best mechanical player I played with. But it helped a lot that he calmed a lot, he cared a lot, and he was always willing to learn. And one of the last conversations I think I had with Twist when he was like on the team was he didn't fully like buy into our style of like opping with like Shazam, and he wanted to be like Device. And I remember I was like, this is hard. This is hard. This is really hard. I have to convince this kid that's like the best player I've ever played with that like this is not the route you should go down. Like, you should not be an opper that's like hybrid rifling. Like, I want you to be like this player, like that, you know, is alive in the late rounds for us and like closing stuff out. You can, you know, like bait the entry fragger, have all the info available to you, and like enter the sites, you know, like accordingly, and then you can take your timings when you want. But at the time he was so young and he didn't really know what he wanted to do. And I remember like that combo where he wanted to be like Device, because Device at the time was like, I don't want to say it was like the best player in the world, because I always thought that was simple, but I would say like 1A 1B, like when it comes to like team play, Device was and still is insane. Like, like the way he angled off, took fights, he was always in above 50% duels with incredible mechanics. Like, he didn't use his mechanics to do the things that he needed to do. He used like positional, like cerebral gameplay to help his team. And that's what Twist kind of like wanted to do. He wanted to be someone that had the impact of Device. And I understood. I was like, ooh, like, he knew he was capable. I knew he was capable. But I was also like, that's a whole new can of worms that you would like have to learn that would potentially take years, and it could like completely ruin your career. So I'm glad he didn't go down that route, and he obviously couldn't once he joined Liquid.
And then people will forget, this is really young Twist. It wasn't really until like the end of the year he started to have like, you know, star numbers and got all this hyper. This is when he's just like a prospect, you know. What was young Twist's site to work with?
Oh, he was great. He was like this really nice, shy kid who just really wanted to learn. And I think he had the privilege almost of learning from Sean Garris on that Misfits team. So Sean Garris, incredible like leader, IGL of the game. And, you know, Twist already kind of learning the like how to, you know, be set up in a team and all of the structure surrounding that. So he comes into Liquid. And yeah, I think he was just from day one very humble, very eager to learn. He was very easy to criticize. He would take all the criticism in my opinion, how most people should, which is like with open arms, just take it all in as much as you can. As a young player, you have to be a sponge. Otherwise, you're just going to develop this ego that's going to haunt you later on. And yeah, it was just honestly a pleasure working with Twist on the short time that I had with him. But yeah, very nice kid, very humble, eager to learn. And he just put in a lot of work. Like, he was always pugging or watching demos, practicing nades. We would always play aim maps together. It was a good experience.
Since time immemorial, great artists have been supported by patrons who believed in their work and wanted to contribute to their efforts. Well, what's more fitting than the greatest esports content artist being supported by my patrons, the Skrilluminati? So this video and the others on my channel was kindly supported by Toucan, Nikki, Jason, Jensen Gore, and you know it, a special thanks always goes out to Jerky's Minion. Would you like to ask a question in my video AMA? Want teasers? See who the upcoming guests are? Maybe you want to suggest a topic or a guest for my content, or take part in one of those lengthy discussions where you get to set the topic. If any of these perks appeal to you, or others, put your money where your mouth is and join the Skrilluminati today. Where? In the description box, there is a Patreon.